My friend Vince Pellegrino joins me, tournament director for the Western Golf Association, one of the great guys in sports, not just in golf. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm gearing up for the busy summer golf season.
And, of course, the summer golf season gears up for the BMW, which we'll get to in just a second. You are somebody that's had a lot of accolades. You have a lot of opportunities. You know a lot of big shots. But did you ever think you'd be a guest on the Steve Cochran Bonus Show podcast?
I never thought it would come true.
Yeah, I mean, this is a dream realized, don't you think?
I think so, for sure. Absolutely. I'm just happy to be here.
Well, you know what a golf nut I am, and I like to think I'm a good spokesman for the sport in our city. And I'm excited to talk about the BMW and, of course, the beneficiary of the same, the Evans Scholarship Foundation. And it's pick'em time for scholarships, as you and I were talking about off the air. But in addition to all of that, and we don't have to be interrupted by news, traffic, and weather here. In addition to all of that, I'd like you to talk about what's going on at the Western Golf Association. So where would you like to start?
Well, I think starting with maybe our season that we have coming up here. I mean, I think we could take it in kind of chronological order. I think there's a lot of exciting things that are happening in golf in Chicago, starting with our web.com event that is the inaugural event that we're going to have up at the Glen Club. It's called the Evan Scholars Invitational, so it gives us an opportunity to really attach the scholarship and the charity of Western Golf Association to a golf tournament.
Yeah, that's great. It's a great golf course, and I assume that's part of all the Kemper Sports folks getting behind it, too, I would hope.
It is, yeah, and they've been just extremely supportive of the Evan Scholars Foundation, and guys like Josh Lesnick has really made this possible to us to partner with Kemper and be out at the Glen Club in late May for this inaugural tournament. So these are the future stars of the PGA Tour who are going to be in town.
Yeah, and give us a couple of alumni, web.com graduates who are, making money on the big boys tour.
Well, there's a lot of them. It's Bryson DeChambeau, yep, who won, here in Chicago, the U.S. Amateur at Olympia Fields. Yep. Justin Thomas went through there. There's a lot of guys. I mean, this is really kind of the progression of guys you'll see playing at a high level of college, collegiate golf, who play in our Western Amateur, who go to the web.com. Guys like Doug Gim are going to be there, who played for Texas,
sure,
a local Chicago area guy who will be at the Glen Club, who, he's played in a couple of PGA Tour events already out on the West Coast just recently. So guys like that will show their stuff here in Chicago, and it'll allow us to at least raise a little bit more money and awareness for the Evan Scholars Foundation.
Is it fair to say the majority of guys who make the PGA Tour do their time on the web.com tour too? Because these are big-time events, the web.com tour, if anybody's ever been to them, they know that. These are hospitality tent, galleries. Watch them bang it as far as you've ever seen anybody hit a golf ball. Make some great putts. You see the future stars of the game, as you mentioned. But there's very few guys that come out of college and go straight to the tour, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're the exceptional athletes who do that, who get exemptions into PGA Tour tournaments, and make enough money where they get into the top 125 to earn their PGA Tour card for the next season. But that's few and far between. I mean, even nothing's guaranteed, especially in the PGA Tour, unlike other professional sports. I mean, you've got to show it. You've got to show up. You've got to make the cuts. You've got to earn in the small amount of time that you get to get exemptions. You've got to make the money and get in the top 10 and really be able to continue to have starts on the PGA Tour in order to do that. So I would say, the majority of people, of players on the PGA Tour, go through the web.com, and that's how they get into the top 25 on the web.com and then ultimately earn their spot on the PGA Tour.
All right, so again, that is when?
It's May 20th through 26th, so it's a Memorial Day weekend, which will be fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And obviously, we'll talk more and help you plug that and get the word out on the regular show as well. As we move forward on the calendar, what's next?
So then we've got our Western Junior Championship. Actually, we've got two tournaments the same week this summer. We have partnered with the Women's Western Golf Association, which we're really excited about. They've got some just historic championships. We're going to help them organize the Women's Western Junior and the Women's Western Amateur. And so the Women's Western Junior is going to be down at Woodland Country Club down in Carmel, Indiana. Okay. And at the same time, we're hosting our Western Junior Championship here in Chicago at Rich Harvest Farms out in Sugar Grove. And so that's exciting. That's in June. That's June 17th through 20th. So that's kind of the next in our schedule.
Thank God you're not the tournament director, because you can't be in two places at one time.
No, we have many fine people who are organizing these championships, who are on the ground working pretty hard to and really, you know, at a place like Rich Harvest, they have just an incredible staff that really helps support all the tournaments that they host, especially, you know, the Western Junior, Western Amateur we've had out there a couple times, and it's just a great staff, and you know, really they get a lot of people that come out there and volunteer their time and watch the golf that we have out there. And so that's going to be pretty special, and the Rich family is just incredible supporters of not only amateur golf, but also the Evans Scholars Foundation. So we've got a great partner in Rich Harvest Farms.
And if you're nuts for golf like I am, if you ever get a chance to play that course, do not turn it down. No matter how mad your wife or your kids or your husband or your kids are going to be at you, go play.
Because I think it's the finest manicured golf course in the Chicagoland area. I really do. I mean, it's an incredible facility. The golf is great. You know, everything else at the property is really cool. I hear you. I think it's a great spot.
And cut in an extra time, a little bit of extra time, see the cars. Jerry is quite a collector. And he's got a few out there. And you get to, I think I'm right about this still. If you play the course, you get to take a car. Isn't that right? Isn't that the way it works?
No, I'm not sure that's the rule. No, I don't think so.
Not the rule? Making that up?
Not the rule. I think you might be making that one up. Yeah.
What's next?
The Western Amateur is coming up in late July, and that's a neat story in that we brought the championship, the Western Amateur, back to the Chicagoland area in 2008, after being at Point of Woods for almost 40 years.
Right.
And we returned to Point of Woods after, you know, a number of years hosting it in and around the Chicagoland area. We had it at Sunset Ridge last year. But we're going back to Point of Woods. And
it's one of the great golf courses in the country. I mean, you need to.
It really is. I mean, you sit down and you talk to the players who've played in that championship, you know, the Tiger Woods, the Phil Mickelsons, the Justin Leonards, you know, you name it, it's the who's who of amateur golf have won the Western Amateur, and they played it at Point of Woods. And, you know, when you sit down with those guys and you talk about the Western Amateur, and, you know, even Tiger Woods, it's amazing how the recollection he has of that golf course and what a special place Point of Woods has in his heart.
Sure.
And so it's neat. It's a little nostalgic for us to go back to a great partner in Point of Woods. You can sense a theme here that we have, you know, where we host our championships, who are at our clubs, who support the Evan Scholars Foundation. And at Point of Woods, it's just been a great club for us, you know, over in, you know, Southwest Michigan.
And I assume now we're into August, and with a new PGA Tour schedule, here's the big one.
This is the big one. It's August 13th through 18th, the BMW Championship, going back to Medina since the 60s, I think, when Billy Casper won the championship. I think 66. He won at Medina. But, you know, this is what's been talked about for so many years on the PGA Tour, to reshuffle the schedule. And essentially, the playoffs are going to own the month of August. If you watch the golf telecast recently, they showed how, you know, essentially the Players' Championship has been moved to March.
Yep.
And then it progresses to April with the Masters, and then you've got, you know, you got the U.S. Open, you've got the British Open. You know, every month there's something new on the golf calendar. You know, in May you've got the PGA Championship, so every month you've got a major tournament, and then in August you've got the playoffs. And it's, you know, the best part about it, it's before football season, before people in Chicago and, you know, the Midwest start to think about football and hang up the golf clubs, like, you know, like we were seeing a little bit in September. We had great crowds, unbelievable crowds everywhere we went with this championship. But I think, you know, competing against football as far as the television audience, you know, that was a little bit a hard task for the championship, even though we've had great competition. So getting it, had the championship in August, having three events. So now we went from four to three. So you'll go to Northern Trust, to the BMW Championship, to the Tour Championship, and we'll still have 70 players. But it's just a better time of year. I mean, you know, golf's in full swing in the Chicagoland area.
I agree. I think it's a great
mid-August.
Change. I think it's a great change. So for people that are trying to catch up to all this, Masters in April, PGA Championship moves to May. June is U.S. Open, Father's Day weekend, and the British Open is July before the BMW in the FedEx Cup playoffs in August. It's a great schedule.
Yeah, I think so. And it's taken a long time. I mean, it's taken a long time for the PGA Tour to work with the PGA of America to shuffle the schedule, but they've just done an incredible job in making sure that we own the month of August and that the playoffs are culminate the entire season of major championships and other great tournaments throughout the year to get those top 70 players to come to Chicago and come out to Medina, which is, you know, one of the most historic places, not only in Chicago, but in the country, for them to host the championships that they've had. You know, two PGAs, three U.S. Opens, a Ryder Cup, which everybody remembers or wants to forget in 2012. So just, you know, an incredible facility to host this championship.
Yeah, it's crazy nice. And as you said, nothing but history. The greats of the game, they've all walked that course.
Well, and you know what's interesting is, you know, the PGA Championships they've had, 99, 2006. I mean, everybody can remember, you know, the Sergio Garcia scissor kick, you know, running up 16, and Tiger Woods ultimately winning that championship. He won again in 2006. You know, maybe there'll be a three-peat this year. I don't know. We'll see for the BMW Championship. So we'll see. They've got an incredible history of great champions. Also, you know, winning out there, Byron Nelson. Like I mentioned, Casper earlier. So
I think I think it was 2006. Didn't Tiger win by a dozen in 2006? It was some crazy big number.
Yeah, I mean, the 99 was a lot closer. 2006, he did. I don't know what the margin of victory was.
It was a blowout, and my son and I, Ross is probably, I don't know, 14 maybe at the time, 15, and we're on 14, the par 5, and Tiger's up by, you know, literally 8-9 shots at that point. And he pulls, I think he hit a 5-wood. He pulls a 5-wood. There's a green that fronts a bunker that fronts the green on the left side. He pulls it into kind of an awkward lie in the bunker. And again, keep in mind, he's up by nine shots.
Mm-hmm.
And he smacks the club down and goes, "Come on, Tiger!"
Really hard on himself, even with that amount of lead. He won by six strokes.
It was six,
that year.
Okay,
that year.
So,
yeah.
So, and I'm pretty sure he was up by six on that hole.
He may have been. I mean, Adam Scott, Sergio, and Luke Donald were 12 under. Tied for second after that championship. So,
but
yeah,
that's how you get to be Tiger Woods. You don't take it off. You don't take any shots off. And, boy, it's great for the game to see him back. All right, so let's review as you listen to the Steve Cochran Bonus Show podcast here. And thanks for downloading it. Thanks for listening to it. Tell your friends. And Vince is a regular guest on the show because he's really good. So, Vince, let's remind people, if they want information on anything going on at Western Golf, they do what?
I think the easiest thing is just to go to Western Golf Association's website, WGAESF.org. That's pretty simple. You know, further information about the BMW Championship, which, you know, there's a lot. I mean, there's obviously, you know, volunteer opportunities. You know, we need 2,000 volunteers for that championship. We've got about 1,700, which is amazing for this time of year to have that many volunteers. But there's still some, you know, good opportunities available. I would just go to BMWChampionship.com.
And you can also get tickets now, can't you? Can't you get tickets?
Absolutely. Yeah, no question. So tickets, hospitality. I mean, the support the Chicago area, you know, business community has shown for this championship. You know, being gone last year, I think people missed us. You know, being in Philadelphia, and then coming back and being in August, it's been tremendous. We're sold out of hospitality in 18, 17, 13. We opened up some new opportunities on 15. There's upgraded tickets. I mean, it's going to be great. And I think people, you know, people want to be a part of something special. And I think this will be something special regional in the middle of the summer.
Yep, and incredibly competitive. Now, let's wrap here with the Evans Scholarship Foundation. It's one of the great stories, not just in golf, but in sports, because kids who get that caddy job, which is about as good a job as you're ever going to get as a teenager, because you'll learn how to grow up, you learn how to talk to adults, you learn about responsibility, you're outdoors, you're getting exercise. It's hard work, but it's good work. And you can make, you know, a nice amount of money over the summer, depending on how hard you work. But the Evans Scholarship is the big prize here. So explain where it came from. Give me a little bit of history and what kids are up for here.
So the Evans Scholars Foundation was founded in 1930 by the famous amateur golfer Chick Evans, who started the scholarship, who came to the Western Golf Association to administer it. And in 1930, we sent two kids to college on full tuition and housing scholarships. That's the basis of the scholarship. It's a caddy scholarship at heart. You need to have financial needs. And obviously everyone does, and the college is not getting any less expensive these days. Continues to rise at astronomical rates. So kids need the scholarship more than ever, but it's the financial need, it's the caddy record, it's the grades. Really, those are the three pillars of the scholarship. And since 1930, we've awarded almost 11,000 scholarships since then. And so we've changed a lot of lives, you know, along the way. Each year we have about 285, you know, new awards, somewhere in that ballpark. And we're approaching the 1,000 kids in school mark. You know, Wow. Right now we've got 985. That's our goal by 2020. It's to get 1,000 kids in school. With you know, free tuition and housing scholarships for the Evans Scholars Foundation. So it's really, I mean, we've got kids everywhere. We've got kids locally, you know, University of Illinois and Northwestern University. But as far as west is Washington and Oregon, we've got kids going to Penn State University. We hope to expand a little bit further on the East Coast as well.
What about south? Do you send them south?
We don't have any schools really south, you know, right now, but, you know, Kansas is probably the furthest
south. That's south of us.
It's south, sure. So Kansas is about the furthest south that we go. I believe Dr. Most went to Kansas.
That's exactly right. Dr. Most is a proud Evans Scholar as well, as is his brother Brad.
So
that's a good point too. It's doctors, it's lawyers, it's all sort of professional people that benefit from this that help the rest of us once they get out of school.
You really do, and all walks of life, very successful people who you know can really look to the scholarship as giving them the opportunity to succeed and really relieving their families of that burden of the tuition. So, I think at the end of the day, you know, that's what we do. We host championships for scholarships. You know, the two ships is what we like to say. So, you know, if you support the BMW Championship or the Web.com event that we have, I mean, everything goes towards charity, and it's about, you know, 20% of our operating revenue comes from the championship. So
Right. They're
really, really important. And also your everyday golfers, people who play golf, you know, with their clubs, you know, donate back to the scholarship. So it's really important that we're changing lives and we're giving away the scholarship or, you know, to deserving kids right now. I mean, we have a selection ceremony, you know, happening this week in California. So we get kids from all over the country. So no matter where you caddy or where you're from, you can receive the scholarship. We've got a great new program, Steve, that I think is really awesome. It's our Caddy Academy, where we bring kids from California or New York or really everywhere who, you know, the biggest obstacles to receiving the scholarship and to caddying are geography. And a lot of clubs, you know, where these kids come from don't have clubs that they can go caddy at.
Right.
So we bring them to Chicago. We house them in the Chicagoland area. We take them to clubs, you know, like Exmoor and like North Shore, you know, to caddy during the summer, and ultimately, you know, we'll give them the scholarship, you know, if they have the grades and have the financial needs. So it's a great program, and you know, we're bringing the kids to us now to get them to caddy.
And do you get to make the calls to tell these kids they've won a scholarship? Are you ever on that part of the deal?
No, I'm not. But, you know, you see it a lot on social media where, you know, a kid will take a video of them opening up the packet of information, thick packet that comes from Western Golf that, you know, starts with congratulations, you've received the Evans Scholarship. And just the emotion that pour from that is for me, for what I do, And running the tournaments, that's fun, that's great, but knowing it goes towards a good cause like the Evans Scholars Foundation, you know, that we're making a difference, I think it makes my job a lot easier, too.
Why is this not a TV show? Why is the Golf Channel not picking this up? Do I have to pitch this? Do I have to get this
done? I think you might have to.
I just love the idea
and maybe getting a sponsor.
I love you. Oh, that's right. It all revolves around sponsors. Wait, so is my business. What am I talking about?
Exactly.
Well, it's going to be a great year, 2019, for golf in Chicago, and it's going to be a great summer. Thanks to Vince Pellegrino and everybody at the Western Golf Association, the Evans Scholars Foundation, and the PGA Tour, where the BMW comes back to Chicago and to Medina. Look at you, big shot. Very impressive.
Got a good rotation. The Olympia Fields in 2020.
Yeah.
After that. So we're staying around for 2 years, which is great.
Good, good, good. We'll talk you into three.
Okay. Sounds good.
Vince Pellegrino. And again, we'll link all of those websites to the notes on this podcast. Tell your friends, Steve Cochran, Bonus Show. And Vince, I don't know if you know this, I'm on every morning on 720 WGM from 6 to 10.
I've heard that.
Yeah. So we'll have you back on that show because I felt like this went pretty well.
I think it's always appreciated.
Have a great day, my friend.
You too. Thanks again.
All right, and thanks for listening.